Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Matthew 5, verse 5. The Beatitudes being in the lives of believers are the quality of life that Jesus desires to be seen in and lived and exhibited through the lives of all those who will follow him. Jesus in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30 declared, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light." Meekness is not weakness. It is strength brought under the rule of God. A life surrendered to his authority, a will laid down in obedience. No believer can be effective living in the kingdom with pride in their lives. Whereas pride insists on its own way, meekness says, "Not my will, but yours be done." This is seen in the life of Jesus, and because we are to be like Jesus in this world, this must be the heart's desire of our lives. Believers are called to walk in meekness and not trust in their own strength or demand their own rights, but follow the example of Jesus. In him is our inheritance, and only the meek will share in it. This is really important. You have to hear this. To anyone who is outside of the kingdom, it is crucial to understand that holding on to your will can rob you of eternal life. You may strive, achieve, and even rule in this present age, but without Christ, you will lose everything in the end. Unless you repent, humble yourself, and bow before Jesus as Lord, you will not inherit the earth, nor have any part in his kingdom. The inheritance of God is not for the proud, but for the meek. The question is inescapable. Will you humble yourself now and be counted among the meek who shall inherit the earth, or will you cling to pride and be shut out forever?